AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House has approved a bill protecting same-sex and interracial marriages.
The motion is adopted.
States will now have to recognize same-sex marriages and interracial unions. In one of her final leadership acts before stepping aside, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi presided over the 258-169 vote. Gay lawmakers like Wisconsin's Mark Pocan said he and his husband should have the same rights as any other married couple.
Regardless of if your spouse is named Samuel or Samantha.
40 Republicans voted for the bill, but most were against it, like Virginia's Bob Good.
God's perfect design is indeed marriage between one man and one woman for life.
The vote's a relief for couples worried the Supreme Court might overturn its 2015 decision that legalized those marriages. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Basketball star Brittany Griner is heading home, freed from a Russian prison in exchange for the U.S. release of a Russian arms dealer. Paul Whelan, who's been jailed in Russia for nearly 4 years, was not included, but his brother David says,
"It's a great day to have an American freed from any hostage-taking nation."
The Biden administration is expected to announce a new package of military aid for Ukraine tomorrow, including ammunition and systems to counter drones. The latest poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds 43% of respondents approve of President Biden's handling of his job, 55% disapprove. The FBI is seeking cell phone records as it investigates who shot up electric substations in North Carolina. And Rita Foley reports there's been another incident.
Duke Energy says it's working closely with the FBI after reports of gunfire near a power facility in South Carolina. Nobody hurt, says the company. No known property damage and no power failures reported.
This is AP News. U.S. currency will start to look a bit different next year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani is back with an explanation.
At a Texas facility, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen held up a newly minted $5 bill with her signature and that of U.S. Treasurer Lynn Malerba.
The first time the signatures of two women will be on our currency.
The new notes will go into circulation next year. In audio provided by the Treasury Department, Yellen joked about the bad handwriting of some male predecessors, particularly Jack Lew, who had to redo a signature that looked like a series of loops and put a new, more legible version on currency.
I will admit, I spent some quality time practicing my signature before submitting it.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.